This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It can be helpful every now and then, I think, to step back and ponder the what if, just to get a little context. You know, I mean, sure, the job market is real good right now, given where this economy's been the last 2.5 years. There are 500,000 more jobs than there were before the pandemic. The unemployment rate is basically the same. But still, what if? What if the pandemic hadn't happened? Where might this economy and the labor market be then, do you suppose? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with today's experiment in counterfactual economic history.
500,000 more jobs seems pretty decent. But, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson, if there'd been no pandemic and job growth had stayed on the same trajectory it was on between 2015 and 2020,
we would have had 5 million more jobs, not 500,000 more jobs.
And the jobs we got would have been different.
A lot of our job growth prior to the pandemic came from education and health services.
Boy, did the pandemic derail that train. Employment has struggled to recover, let alone grow to meet new demand. If not for the pandemic's health dangers, a lot more baby boomers would still be working, says Harvard economist Jason Furman.
At this point, you're primarily talking about men over the age of 55 who have exited the labor force and have not returned.
In our imaginary no-COVID world, we'd have more waiters and cooks, fewer folks punching in at Amazon and Target warehouses. John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult says consumers haven't gone back to their pre-COVID ways.
They continue to spend less time in restaurants, going out. More of their money is spent on delivery items in their house, and the jobs have essentially followed that change in consumer preferences.
In some ways, though, October 2022 doesn't look so different from where things were headed in February 2020. Unemployment was as low as it is now, and wages were rising, especially for low-paid workers. Those wages just aren't going as far now, because what we didn't have much of in 2020 was inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.